Just like that, it's another edition of the Shooting USA podcast. This time, it is my distinct pleasure to welcome my friends from Team Glock. I've got Michelle Descuzzi, Ashley Ruark, and of course, Shane Coley, your limited national champion 2017 from the USPSA. Everyone, welcome. And this is not just an audio podcast. We are a video podcast. So that makes it even more fun. Guys, big news from Team Glock. What's happening? What's 2018 look like?
We are looking to go back to Nationals and defend every championship that we won and have another extremely successful year like we did last year. You know, I think the training season this year is going to be a lot more intense. We're going to have a lot more collective trainings together. So as a group, we hopefully want to go back into this year and basically sweep everything.
Awesome. Ashley, you're known to be a force, not only in USPSA, but also in IDPA.
Yeah.
Are we expecting a similar performance as that?
And yes.
I got to figure out why the people can't hear you.
Oh, no.
Maybe that'll help. Keep talking.
Are we live?
Nah, man. It's a podcast.
We're doing it.
It's a natural thing. How you doing?
So natural.
How's this?
Is that working?
Is that better?
I can hear you better.
I can hear you better.
Cool deal.
Let me turn this around just so I can see what's going on.
Oh.
There we go.
I thought we were filming.
Awesome. So anyway, Ashley.
Yeah.
IDPA competition this year. Where's your focus going to be?
Well, a big focus for this year is, we got 9 days of nationals for USPSA, so... A goal that I would really like to achieve is just to do a clean sweep in all three of those matches. I'm going to try and shoot all three and try and rock those. And also, I'd love to win IDPA overall.
Right.
I've been, the last couple of years, I've been trying and been coming up a little bit short, so I'd like to get an overall win in that.
That's one of those things where it's very doable and well within your grasp, I think. And it's probably something that just takes that extra little push.
You just got to... Gotta be
the very minute mistakes that happen throughout a match,
right? Michelle, definitely. What are we looking for from you in 2018? What are you planning to do? What do you got going?
I'm going to be shooting limited for most of the year. I just shot limited first time last year, so I just got new guns, so I'm going to be shooting the 24s this year, so it's a little bit different for me. Mostly all USPSA, and we are going to shoot some steel challenge, so I don't tend to make it to them every year, but this year I'm going to try and shoot the two Steel Challenge Nationals and Steel Challenge. So we'll see how that goes.
Okay, excellent. Good news. Any of you guys tilting your focus at all towards PCC, or are we strictly staying in the pistols? Obviously, with Team Glock driving the bus here, it's probably pistols. But what about carry optics?
You know, I think that with the way carry optics is taking off, I think there's a bright future there for us. And with us just launching the Gen 5 G34, in MOS, that's an opportunity for us now to use one of our new products in that division. So I definitely see that as a future for us. And I come from optics anyway, so having that division is something that I truly enjoy shooting. Obviously, right now my focus is going to be on limited, but after this year, carry optics will become more of a focus to me over the iron sight divisions.
Ashley mentioned earlier the 9 days of nationals coming up. I mean, that is a long stretch of time
to be
dedicated and focused on nothing but competitive shooting at the highest level. What a fantastic photo your mother took. Let's show the people. This is a video podcast. Look at that. Thank you, Marlene Coley.
Miss
that is
Coley,
a beautiful
everybody.
Photo. 9 days of nationals is going to require a whole special mindset, and I think maybe a rather unique situation with regard to how you would stay, because nobody wants to stay in a hotel for 9 days
right.
and try to make that work and eat in restaurants that whole time and everything. So
right.
what's the plan as Team Glock?
You know, I think we always talk about marathon matches when we get prepare for World Shoot, and I think this is going to be more of a marathon match than the World Shoot was, because, I mean, that's only 5 days long.
Right.
Now we're talking about shooting 9 days straight. If we stay in a hotel and eat out every night, we're talking about poor nutrition. And then we're looking at switching to three different guns throughout the whole match. So we have iron sight focus with a 9mm, then iron sights with a 40 for recoil, and then go into carry optics with now shooting an optic over your iron sight. So it's going to be a complete mental shift every 3 days to something new. So it's going to be, you know, really, really tough on us as competitors to prepare for this.
Sure. Ashley, you're planning to go.
Yeah.
What divisions?
Right now, carry optics, production, right. and probably limited.
Okay, and that's probably the same kind of an outfit for you?
Well, I was only going to shoot two divisions and take 3 days off in the middle to practice.
Gotcha.
But now I think I just committed to shooting all three.
I didn't mean to do that, and if that was your original plan,
Glock just signed on as the aggregate sponsor for Nationals.
Well, there you go. So I guess you'll get your practice on the clock then.
Being the aggregate sponsor for a collective of all three matches, I'm going to shoot all three now for that reason.
Now, chances of you making it to this, is there any kind of a commitment in place? Do you think you might make one of the matches? What's the deal? Being a mom, I know the family situation can be a little challenging.
Right. No, I plan on either shooting all three, or I'm kind of at a toss-up with limited and production.
Okay.
So it might just be those two, or I actually might shoot carry optics with production and limited.
Okay. Now, you're down in South Georgia,
yes.
Right, south of Atlanta. You're in Phoenix?
Yes.
Okay. And then you live in Pennsylvania?
South Carolina.
South Carolina. I'm way off.
I was off, man.
club matches, things like that. Where are people going to see you guys shoot leading up to this?
Everywhere. We'll be everywhere. We're going to be shooting all the area
areas?
Matches.
Okay.
Yeah. So every single area match. We also... It's a possibility that we're looking at it. Just depends. But we might, to prepare for World Shoot and Nationals, we might go to Thailand.
Oh, wow.
Shoot a match out there.
Yep. I think it's the Far East Asia Pacific Championship or something. But it's going to be at the same range that World Shoot will be at in 2020.
Okay.
So
okay.
Michelle actually brought up the idea that we should go there.
An excellent idea.
Exciting,
just to have some familiarity when you get there.
Right.
You know, when you get there and it's on the world stage, you've already been there once off. I mean, that makes a lot of sense.
Right. Familiar. Yeah.
Ashley, are you how old are you? Are you 18?
19
now.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Would you have ever imagined at 15 and 16 years old, when I think you first turned up in front of our cameras at IDPA Indoor Nationals, that it would grow into what it is now?
No, I think it was hopes and dreams. And, you know, being that young, still trying to figure out what I wanted to do in life. You know, you got so many options and so many different things you're trying to figure out as a young person. And then for things to just take off like this, it's just really incredible.
Awesome. It's been fun to watch. And, you know, it's one of those things where they're dominant shooters emerge, but it's unique to see a dominant shooter emerge at such a young age. I mean, you're still a teenager, and it's amazing. And the audience knows, too. They see it all the time. Guys, as a team, advice for people who are wanting to get going shooting?
My advice, similar to what I did, I just jumped right in and went to my local matches. Mm-hmm. I went online, saw what my local match had. So they all mostly have a calendar out. Search on there, see what they have, enter yourself in, or just go and talk to people at a local match, because, you know, everybody in our sport is very helpful and they want to bring more people in to shoot. So they can let you know what you need when you start up a match. But, yeah, definitely go check out your local matches and try out, or go watch and ask questions. And it's just as simple as that, just to get in and get involved.
Yep, 100%.
Yeah, and like Michelle said, everybody here wants to grow the community. We're all in here for the same reason, for the same mission. So growing the shooting industry and the shooting sports as a community, it's only going to bring in more shooters. So
wow.
Everybody has always been very welcoming. All you have to do is go out there and reach for help. And
yep.
They're going to do everything they can to guide you in the right direction, get you set up with the right gear, right guns, right division, and hopefully get you involved in some classes to teach you the ways, teach you the sport, and get you moving in the right direction.
Very well said.
I think that separates us from other sports.
Yeah, absolutely.
Everybody is just, they're throwing stuff at you to just help out.
It's always been kind of a unique thing about the shooting sports is you have access to, you know, the elite, the top 1%, the world champions. They're right there shooting along with the guy who may have just started 6 or 8 weeks ago.
And offering advice throughout the match.
Absolutely. Right. Well, and as ambassadors of a company as large as Glock, you guys are there to help and to be the face of the company in the shooting sports. One thing that we've neglected to talk about so far, but I was thoroughly impressed with when I got my hands on it, is the G19X.
Mm, yes.
Pretty neat gun. Talk about that.
So the G19X was designed to fit a very specific requirement from the MHS solicitation. It's our full-size frame with our compact slide. It comes standard with the Glock Knight sights. It has the Glock Marksman barrel with the NDLC finish on it. The slide has the NPVD finish, which allows us to do the Coyote coloring. It's got the ambidextrous slide stop lever. It's got no finger grooves. And it's, like I said, it's something completely out of the norm for Glock. It's something we've never done before. So having this new category of a gun, we're calling it the crossover category.
Sure.
Having this new category of pistol has really been exciting for us. You know, when we first got the gun to test, I shot it on the range, ran some drills with it down at our indoor range, and I was genuinely impressed with how well it shot. You know, having the full-size grip, I was able to have normal grip aside from a compact gun and still be able to put shots on target like I was shooting one of my competition guns.
Pretty awesome.
I mean, it was it was really, really impressive to shoot.
The NPDV coating on the slide, is that unique? Is that, where else would we see something like that, or is that something unique to this gun?
That's something very unique to this gun, and like I said, we used that finish because it allowed us to do the coyote coloring.
Okay. And it protects the metal, obviously, to whatever the mil-spec was for the solicitation.
Correct.
Excellent.
Go
ahead.
You also forgot to add it comes with a lanyard.
Right, I was going to say, and a removable lanyard loop.
It does have a lanyard loop. And if we're going to go there, it comes with a coyote-colored box, which Glock has also never done before. And it comes with three mags, one standard Glock 17-rod mag, and two mags with base bat extensions to increase mag capacity to 19.
Plus two, and comes with night sights.
Yep, the Glock night sights.
So here we are once again with a major manufacturer recognizing what the people in the aftermarket are doing and beating them to the punch in the form of the colored and coated slide, in the form of the sight upgrades, in the form, in this case, of a recontoured frame and a magazine extension.
Right.
Awesome. Right out of the box.
Right out of the box.
Very cool. What have I missed?
I think we've kind of covered a lot. You know, we have a lot of exciting stuff coming up this year, and I think Team Glock is going to really break some grounds this year and show the industry that we are the best professional in the industry.
Outstanding. Gang, thanks for the time.
Thank you.
And we'll have more on the video podcast from Shooting USA at the 2018 SHOT Show. Stay tuned.